WCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HGX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Here is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. Here is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. All right, at this time, is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And at this time, we will go ahead with our pre-net check-ins. We'd like to welcome W2AMD as Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And then we have W4FCM as Mr. Fred up in Travelers Rest, and he brings along Miss Isla with him, N4IEI. Then we have K4XMR, that is Male and Prosperity. And then we have KG4PFI, that's Don, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. Next, we have KA3JCA. There's Mr. Richard. And he brings along with him Miss Sally, KA4JCA, and Miss Ashley, KA4ACL, and K3DOV. And they make their home, Upstate Amateur Radio Club. I get it right. And they make their home in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome KM4JWP. That is Brian, and he makes his home in Rutherford. And then we have KO4ZEW. That is Mr. Ben, and he is down in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome K4ASW. That is Mr. Tony in Asheville. Then we have KJ4UHF. That's Jack, and he makes his home in Greenville. We'd like to welcome KW4TS, that is Jim, in Pelzer. We have KN4RJN, that is Mr. John, up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Next, we'd like to welcome W2MJB, that is Mark. And then he brings along Miss Wendy, KN4HTP, and they make their home in Simpsonville. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, Mark, Miss Wendy. Then we'd like to welcome K4OSH, that is Pat in Malden. And then we have KA5WLL, that is Mr. Leroy, and he makes his home in Taylor's. With that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And I don't see any EchoLink stations up right now, so we will go ahead with our RF check-ins. And tonight being Sunday night, we will begin with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
For HKX, please check check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, AM4CHY. Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
HCX, 10K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Name is Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
HKX. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KX. Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
We'll pause here for just a minute and recognize what we have. And we've got a good group here. First off, we'd like to welcome our net manager, W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave, and he makes his home in Greer. Then we have Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along with him Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they make their home in Easley. And then we have KN4CHY, that is Mr. Keats, and he makes it tonight, Keats. Then we have K1CJW, that's Mr. Roland over in Pickens, and good to hear you tonight also. Next on the list, Mr. Dave in Easley. And then we have KI4DOS, and he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. And Gary, were you hanging around tonight?
Yeah, I'll be here, Patrick, KI4DOS.
And with that, we'll go back to the roll call here. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
Trick, this is Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Our QTH is Piedmont, not Easley.
That computer just come up with a blank line for y'all tonight and went with Michelle's. I don't know why, I might have to look into that one. But thank you for coming back and correcting me there. I do appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, with that, we'll make one more call with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX. With that, we got them in the first run through there. Maybe there'll be some more come in on the second shift here. And so we'll move on up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC 4, EZN Harry and Camber, and I'll be negative tonight. Good to hear you.
I was waiting there to see if anybody else was going to jump into that group, but Harry, it looks like you might have it to yourself tonight. We'd like to welcome KC 4, EZN. That is Mr. Harry over in Candler, North Carolina, and Harry, it's good to hear you tonight, and always a pleasure to have you check in on my net. We'll try one more time. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX. And KI4EJY. Kilo India 4. Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha in Lyman, and I will be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome KI4EJY. That's Mr. Elijah. And I can't remember where you were at, QTH.
This is Lyman.
That's what it was, but I appreciate you checking in tonight with me, Elijah. Always good to have you check in. But we'll move on up here one more time. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. With that, we'll stop here for just a minute, and we got some Echo Link stations, so we'll catch them. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hello, Patrick. If you will, take in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood, Good evening, Patrick, to yourself and the Met. No traffic and no ground trouble.
And you can check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the Net.
Second Echo Link Station, you and Steven doubled there. So if you could check in with me one more time, KO4HKX.
Problem. This is Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry, and Kilo Golf Sierra Ronda. We're both in Easley. Please check tonight.
KD Station, I got your call, but I did not get the second one. You were breaking, you were cutting in and out. Can you try that one more time for me?
No problem. My call is Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra.
I got these three stations here on Echo Link stations. First off, we'll recognize KA4PQA. That's Mr. Steven down in Greenwood, and Steven, it's good to hear you tonight. Then we have Mr. Larry, KC4SKD, and he brings along with him Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS, and they make their home in Easley. And Larry, your Echo Link station's cutting in and out there, but I did manage to catch the calls. But good to hear you. With that, we'll move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and AMJ. I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
HKX. Patrick, you're a regular out here, aren't you? You're doing such a great job. Thank you so much for calling the Net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna, KC4MFK, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and good to hear you calling the Net.
Paul's right here and recognize what we have. First off, we'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, and James, it's good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with me. Then we'd like to recognize and welcome KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry, and he brings along KC4MFK, Miss Donna, and they make their home in Greer. And Larry, I always appreciate the kind words and encouragement. It does help. And next off, we'd like to recognize KO4JKV, one of our Monday Night Net controllers. And Duncan, you're doing a good job. Hang in there. We'll get the hang of this. And he makes his home up in Asheville, and it's good to hear you tonight, Duncan. We'll go one more time, India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX. Calls, we'll assume we got them all for that pass, and we'll move on. Call KO4HKX. Well, maybe that group's going to wait and check in on the second shift. But we'll try one more time. Mike through Popal. Mike through Popal. Please call KO4HKX. Mike through Popal group must be busy tonight. We're coming in on the second shifts here. So we'll move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Evening, Magic. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thank you for calling the Net. This is Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD. Bob in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Stop here and recognize this group. And first off, we have with us KO4QLG. That is Mr. Chris over in Liberty. And Chris, it's good to hear you tonight. Always a pleasure to have you check in with me. And then we'd like to recognize AA1RD. That's Mr. Bob down in Piedmont. Bob, it's good to hear you tonight checking in with me. Always a pleasure. We'll go one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. KX. With that pause, we'll assume we got them all for now, and we'll move on up to the next group. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Well, I don't know what to say. But we'll go one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Silence there. We'll assume they're going to check in here on the second shift. But we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. Over here in Piedmont tonight. 738 Patrick and all the net. Be negative and negative.
We'll recognize this one, Fred here. And good to hear you tonight, Fred. Appreciate you checking in with me. And that's KO4NNH. And I believe you said you were in Piedmont.
That is correct, Patrick. KO4NNH, batting
nuts. Appreciate you taking time to come by and check in with me tonight. But we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
King Kilo, Quebec 4, Foxtrot, Romeo Yankee. This is Rhonda and Lyman, and I'll be negative and negative.
On this end, sir. Appreciate you calling the net for us on Sunday night. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike, a location in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Patrick. 73, do you have everyone on the net?
Recognize this group here, and first off, we have KQ4FRY. That's Miss Rhonda, and I believe she said she was in Greer. If I'm wrong on that, Rhonda, please come back and let me know. And then we'll recognize Mike, AK4HR. And it's good to hear you tonight, Mike. Appreciate you coming by, checking in with me.
Thomas.
Rhonda, appreciate you coming back and correcting me on that. At this time, we've got another EchoLink station, so we'll pause here and let them check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. Jerry, they're trying to check in on EchoLink. You keyed it up, but then it didn't hear any audio.
Okay, Patrick, how about this time? November 4, Delta Juliet, Charlie, Jerry checking in. Anderson?
To that time, Jerry, we'd like to welcome N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry down in Anderson. Jerry, it's good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with me. With that, we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KB2GUN, Bill and Bill's River.
That to me one more time. KB2GBN, was that correct?
Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Uniform, November.
Sorry about that. We'd like to welcome KB2GUN as Mr. Bill up here in Mills River, not too far away from me, and good to hear you tonight, Bill. If we're getting check-ins, I'll keep trying. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Well, with that, I'll assume we got everybody for now, but we'll... Now, HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-in between RAG 2s. And tonight, we only have one RAG 2er with us, and that was Mr. KI4DOS. Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX and Annette, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Patrick, Miss Elise, and Annette. We had a good day over here on the plantation, as old Dwight used to say. Didn't do a whole lot, but sat down this afternoon. I always try to watch the Daytona 500. It was a pretty good race today. Had quite a number of wrecks. I didn't quite like the finish, but it's okay. That's just the way that goes. But it was a relatively enjoyable race. It was kind of boring at times, but you know, these super speedways with the restrictor plates and all of that they've got, they bunch the cars up to real good and tight, and then when they, somebody gets out of line a little bit, it takes 5 or 6, 8, 10, 12 cars out with him. But that's the nature of the beast, I guess. But I don't believe I'd want to be running around the track at about 200 miles an hour and have somebody bump me and me hit the wall or something like that. I believe that would hurt.
I hadn't watched the race in quite some time, but running 200 miles an hour and hitting anything is not something I'm going to consider to be on my list of to-dos.
I'd have that on my to-do list or my bucket list, either one, as far as that goes. Oh, mate, they sure tore up a bunch of cars today. And, I mean, you think about all the money that they've got in those, and, of course, most of that comes from the sponsors, I guess. But still, there's a lot of people out of a lot of money for those cars. But other than that, really didn't do a whole lot. Went out and messed with the dogs a little bit out in the backyard. They're doing real well. I got my fence problem fixed, and the dogs are not getting out. So they're staying in the fence like they're supposed to and doing their job. And I said, what else did I do? Just fiddled around a little bit. Oh, I did get on a little bit on 10 meters today. 10 meters was open for a little bit. Hey, it was booming in here. I was trying to think where those stations were that I was trying to get. I didn't get anybody, but there were some pretty good DX contacts on 10 meters coming in.
Put the 10-meter radio in the truck, and I've been listening over the last couple weeks, and 10 meters has been opening up. I've heard Germany and France and Switzerland and a couple other countries over that way throughout the day. And one guy in Texas last week, just like he was sitting in the truck with me.
Communications are good, and it's open. I'm telling you what, it does really good. I was listening a couple of days ago to Japan, and I tried to get Japan on 10 meters just for grins and giggles. I didn't get in there. Evidently, my antenna wasn't high enough. I didn't turn my amplifier on. I've been sitting here, but very rarely do I turn it on. But I said, well, I'm not going to fool with it today. And so I didn't get Japan, but it has been open and doing real good. So, I'm hoping all the other bands are going to improve. We'll have to wait and see. You know, it depends on the sunspots and, all kind of different things out there. Who knows what causes a band to open all of a sudden. Another band that's real picky is 6 meters. I've got a couple of friends that do a lot of 6 meter work, and when it's open, boy, you can't get them away from the radio.
For HKX, 6 meters, I have yet to hear anything on from my location, and I don't have anything when I'm mobile, so I don't get to listen throughout the day, but I imagine when it is open, they're trying to take full advantage of it.
They do that now. I mean, it's when it's open, you make some nice contacts with it. But it's another one of those picky bands. It's kind of if it's open, it's open. If it's not, it's not. So you have to be there at the right time, I guess. But let's see, what else have I done today? I hadn't done anything else much. Cleaned off my workbench a little bit. I've still got a mess over there on it. I've got a couple of projects I'm working on. I hadn't finished those up yet, but I could have worked on them today, but I chose not to. for the simple reason I wanted to go in there and watch the race. So I crawled up in my easy chair and had me a cup of coffee and sat back and watched that. So that's been about my day, really, Patrick. Like I said, I hadn't really done anything to speak of other than just kind of piddle around a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Nothing really outstanding. But, you know, tomorrow's another day, and we'll have to wait and see what it brings. But other than that, I guess that's about all I've got, Patrick. Sound like you got a good net going. I don't know where everybody's at tonight. Maybe there'll be some more coming back in. It's past the bottom of the hour now. And you'll get some more check-ins and a couple more rag-chewers, hopefully. But I hope you and Miss Elise have a great evening, what's left of it, and a wonderful day tomorrow. Don't work too hard, and maybe I'll catch up with you later in the week. We'll go out to lunch or something. We'll see how your week's going. But we'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. And sound like you got a good one going. We'll sit back and listen to the rest of it. KO4HKX in the net. KI4DOS.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you on the net. And, yeah, I would love to catch up with you one day this week, maybe for lunch or something. And I hope you and Miss Joy enjoy the rest of your day. And Sunday's always a good day for trying out that easy chair and waiting for them projects on another day. So no problem there. But good to hear you today, Miss Gary. And you tell Miss Joy we say hello. KO4HKX. All right, we'll give it one more try here. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Hello, India 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Ing, Table Rock. No traffic. And I might, give you a little information or something, a little bit about 6 meters anyway. You don't have any other rag chewers.
Hello. Again. Kilo, Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray, Yankee, David, and my wife, Marie, Alpha, Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray. Greenville County, and here in Palm Kingdom, and just in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that is K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative, good evening to you and everyone on net.
AX, please check in, Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher. Good evening to you and your bride, Patrick. Classic, no comment.
Up here for just a second and recognize KI4LZI. That is Mr. Andy, and he makes his home in Table Rock, and I got you down for comments, Andy. And then we'd like to recognize KF4NXY, that's Mr. David. And, he makes his home down in Possum Kingdom, and he brings along with him his Miss Marie, AF4SX, and good to hear you tonight, David. And then we'd like to recognize K4XB, and Tommy, you are number 50 tonight, so you get to come back and check in with Gary there on Wednesday night and see what your prize is. But good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. Then we'd like to recognize W4IOE. That is Mr. Sid up here in Fletcher. And Sid calls the Sunday Night Net on the 6-4 machine up here in Hendersonville. And I know he would love to hear you come by and check in with him. And it's always a fun net and always interesting trying to get in there. And it's just a fun time. Good to hear you tonight, Sid, and always appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. That will go one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Sounding good tonight. Thanks for calling the net. This is Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel N. Taylors.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Daniel, KI4DTY, and he makes his home in Taylors. And Daniel, it's good to hear you on the radio tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. With that, we'll go one more time, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, and please call KO4HKX. That long pause, we'll assume we got everybody for the moment, and we'll come up here and we'll catch Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, for comments. Please call KO4HKX.
KI4LZI, just out of curiosity, do you have any all-band, all-mode gear, radios?
Two of them, Andy. I just... not in a mobile unit where I spend most of my time.
Well, I'm at your time, for sure, but I was... all I got for 6 meters is FM only. And you was just talking about Sid a while ago. They used to do a net on 53130 up on... what was that mountain up there near Hendersonville? I believe it's Bear Wallet Mountain. 53130 tone, I believe the tone was 100 at 9 p.m. on Friday. Sid can come back and correct me, because I don't get that repeater very reliably here, but there's that 6-meter FM repeater up there, and of course, you may have heard me in the past talk about the one on Caesar's head. The 53410 tone 131.8. Up there. It's probably about on a tired spot up somewhere up, probably about the 90-foot level. It ain't got the altitude that this 2-meter machine here has. Or lower tower, but there is 2 6-meter FM repeaters in the area. There used to be 4 back in 05, but 2 of them are off there for whatever the reason. And when it comes to any more repeaters goes, I wish people would consider 6 meters occasional, because there's very few repeaters, certainly around in this area, on the FM on 6 meters. But, you know, you got most of this gear that's got 6 meters on it. All I got is just FM part of 6 meters, but a lot of the other gear has all modes for 6 meters, so you can do sideband. Like when they have the ARRL, when we have those VHF, UHF contests, there was one back here in January. There's one, let's see, when is it? Before the Bickfield Day in June. The weekend before that, there's a VHF, UHF contest, and there's 2 others in the year. And all during that time, a lot of that, like Gary was talking about, most of that will be on 6-meter sideband. There will be some FM simplex, but it's mostly single sideband.
Radio I'm on now, the 991 Alpha, it's capable of all bands, all modes, and... I've got antenna up for it, not the greatest antenna, but I have yet to hear anything on 6 meters from my location, KO4HKX.
And I'll agree, it's, you know, not just anybody, well, there's more people with it now, just like that 991-8 you got, but for the longest period of time, not a lot of people had all mode gear for VHF, UHF, but try sometime another, tune in, Sid's net over on 53130. I don't know if you can get that repeater from your area or not, but I've checked into it in the past, but from where I'm at, it's very conditional. Very conditional. And back at that time, they was doing that at 9 p.m. on Friday.
If they're still doing it, I'll jump over on the 640 one evening or something and see if I can get a hold of somebody that's got some information on it and see if I can't make it into it. But I have tried the 53 machine. I can't remember the rest of it.
I've tried it, and I can't get it from my location either.
You have trouble getting into Destin Head of Wong right now, and that up to 450 foot level on the big tire. You probably won't get the other meter. I was afraid of that, but that's the only 2 6-meter FM repeaters I'm aware of in this area right now that I'm aware of. But if you're like you got a 991A, you can do sideband as well. But there's 4 times of the year during those VHF-UHF contests when that's the big thing, single sideband and FM simplex set.
To find out more about it and see if I can hit it, but I'll have to see what I can find out this week and see what if anybody's got any information on it around here still.
Best one to talk to it about it because it's very conditional for me to get into their 6-meter repeater from here. I have got into it when conditions been good and checked into that net, but it's once ever, probably 6 months to a year when I can get good conditions, good enough to allow me to get into it.
Like I said, we'll have to do some checking on that and see what I can find out. But I have a couple of radios that should be able to work on 6 meters. Shouldn't be a problem with that. But, Andy, anything else we can talk about tonight?
Y'all talking about 6 meters, and sometimes when 6 meters opens up, even the FM part opens up. I know one summer, I guess 8 or 9 years ago on this 8900, I had this radio on the scan, and it locked on 52525, and I worked someone from here that was up there in Delaware from here on 6-meter FM simplex here, and all I was running was 50 watts into this vertical, tri-band vertical I got here, so it does open up on occasion, but as he said, about 10 meters, you know, it's, you have to catch it at the right.
Noticed that with 10 meters since I've been listening to it in the truck throughout the day. It seems like right around 10 o'clock, 11, some 10 to 11, and then in the afternoon, mid-afternoon, it does about the same thing. That's when I tend to hear people coming in on it. And then later in the evening, right before sunset.
That W4GOG, they doing that on down in the tech part of the 10-meter band. I think that's 28. What was it? Unfortunately, like I said, I don't remember the exact frequency. Somewhere plus or minus a 28-340 somewhere. At 7:30 on Sunday night, W4GOG, Josh over there in Oconee County, they run a 10-meter net on Sunday evening, they do, from over there at 7:30, but I'm not certain exactly where on the frequency it is. Somewhere in that range somewhere. And I keep here with the scanner here, I scan the FM part of 10 meters all the time. And usually late summer and a lot of times in the summer, the FM part of 10 meters will go gangbusters around here. That KQ28 repeater that's on 29620 up there in the state of New York, I mean, that thing comes in here sometimes when the band's open, just as good as any other wide-open signal would come in on 10 meters on FM from up there when, in the summer months when the condition's just right.
Well, we'll have to give it a try. But, Andy, if you don't have anything else, I'm going to move along here tonight, so don't hold people up too late and see if we got any more check-ins.
Okay, oh, go ahead. You just heard y'all talking about 6 meters, so I throw that in. KI4LZI, carry on.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for coming in with that information, because I don't know how you keep all them repeater frequencies and tones straight in your head, because you're calling them out too fast to be looking them up. So I don't know how you do information. And with that, we'll go up here and make another call for Alpha Through Zulu. Alpha Through Zulu, please call KO4 HKX. HKX.
Hey, check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW Richard Grable. No traffic, no round table.
Well, Richard, I appreciate you coming in there. You're squeaking in. We'd like to recognize K4ROW. That's Mr. Richard over in Greenville, and it's really good to hear you tonight, Richard, and thanks for coming by and checking in with us. We'll give it one more try. As long as we're getting some check-ins, we'll keep trying. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. Well, that long pause, we'll assume we got everybody for now. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins?
KX, KO4JKV, quick comment.
KO4HKX.
KO4JKV. Hey, Patrick. I heard y'all talking about 10 meters, and it just perked my ears. I have a quick 10-meter success story. Last weekend, all last year, I never really paid much attention to 10 meters, and I just never did. But the past few weeks, I've been really honing in on it, sometimes spending the entire day on 10 meters, single sideband mostly. Let me let this drop. Weeks ago, I made a contact, 10 meters SSB, to Parks on the Air contact over in England, and he was just as excited as I was. So, yeah, so if there's some technicians out there, that there's some good propagation in 10 meters. So, I was even thinking about getting an old Radio Shack 10-watt 10-meter for my truck. So, just wanted to share that with you.
Appreciate you coming back and sharing that with me. My first HF contact was on 10 meters. On the radio I'm on now, but on a different antenna. It was just a little vertical, and I made it all the way to Syracuse, New York, and that was 2 years ago. So it's open, and you can do it. You just got to try, and you got to put the time in. I think it's more of what it is than anything.
JKB. Yeah, as I spent, like I said, I've spent a whole day just spinning the dial, listening what's coming in, and you can really pull in some really faraway stations. And I was listening to what Gary was saying earlier, and also what Andy was talking about. I'm definitely going to check out 10 meters FM during the summer months, because I've never done that, never even spent any time on FM outside of 2 meters 440. But that's all I got, Patrick. Doing a good job. I was going to send you an email talking about my experiences running that, so I'll do that in the next coming days. But good to talk with you. I'll send it back to you, KO4JKV.
It sounds like you're doing a good job calling the net when I'm listening. Both of us are going through the same learning curve, I believe, and I'm having fun with it. I hope you are too, and good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you coming by and rag-chewing for just a minute with me and checking in with me tonight. But with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, JC4EZM.
Hey, KO4HKX.
Patrick, I went over and listened to both you and Duncan on input. Duncan's a little bit closer to me than you are, and I don't think there's not a mountain between us, because it sounded like he was sort of sitting in the chair next to me. But you're coming in here one bar on the radio, and there's a little bit of, you know, bacon frying in the background, but you're perfectly clear, and the antenna is a Yagi that is pointed, can't draw a line from my house to your house, because I haven't done that, but the Yagi's pointed basically northeast. I put it up because I was having trouble getting into the club repeater, and they've done some improvements on that. But I'm picking you up on the back end of the Yagi, and on my J-pole, I didn't hear you at all. It's about 15 feet lower. But anyway, you can stick that in your little bit of information bit. I do hear you on input. KO4HKX, KC4EZN.
Harry, that's good to know, because not many people can hear me on the input. I can't make it around the corner over here hardly. So it's good to know that somebody can hear me. And I've got my beam actually aimed right at you, because I received the 610 better off the backside of my beam than I do the front side. So I'm transmitting towards you.
Well, I don't know. I was looking in, I don't have a map handy in front of me, and I didn't bring up Google Earth. I was looking at my weather app in the phone trying to find where Penrose was, and I sort of think that if I drew a line between the W4MOE and my house, or I can see the back end of that antenna may be looking at you pretty good. See just what's happening. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you. Like I say, you can store that away. I can't hear you, and you come in pretty good. So anyway, we'll let you get on with it. KO4HKX, KC4EZN. Have a good one, Patrick.
Good to know that, and I just flipped it over on reverse on me while you were talking there, and I can hear you on the input, so that's a good thing to know. Never know when we might need that to work.
Well, the interesting part of that is if you believe the paperwork that they put out with that antenna, it's got I think on 2 meters it's got 12, and this is DBI, which that's that theoretical antenna in outer space. I don't know what the real gain is, probably closer to 6, but anyway, the little lobe on the back of that antenna is not very big. So I got a feeling it's working better off the backside of it than the people that made it said it did. So I remember that too. Don't know what we'll do with it, but who knows. Anyway, yeah, you were, let's see, I'm sitting there thinking, if you were pointed towards Caesar's Head from Penrose, you're close to 90, you're between 60 and 90 degrees off of me up here in Candler. If you're familiar with where the weight station is, if you're on I-40 going towards Tennessee and you go by exit 44, it's one we call Malfunction Junction up here, there's a weight station mile and a half on down 40 from exit 44, and if you walk about 3/4 to a mile up the valley behind the weight station, you'll walk across my backyard. That'll give you a little bit of hint about where I'm at. So I don't know, these antennas working pretty good on the side where they're not supposed to work. I hope that means that they're working even better on the good side. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Patrick. Enjoyed it. KO4HKX, KC4EZN.
Well, Harry, I know right where you're talking about. I try to avoid Malfunction Junction. I'll go around any other way I can, unless I just have to go through there. But if you look on a map and you look at the Henderson-Transylvania County line, right down close to the South Carolina line, that is where I'm at. I'm literally a half a mile from the Henderson County line, and at the foot of Caesar's Head on the Brevard side.
See that? You ought to be hearing me. That's off the side of that antenna. I'll look it up on the map and then go out and look at my antenna and see where it's really pointed. When I put it up, I had to lower the mast down and bolt it to the mast and make my eyeball guess when I stood it back up straight about where it was pointed. And it was close enough to the club repeater that I was able to get in with 5 watts instead of 50 watts. I get into the Caesar's head repeater. I think I'm running 10 watts off the all side of that antenna. I think I've read a whole bunch of stuff about propagation, and one of the things that you don't think about is what they call knife edge propagation. And when you run a signal, and light does this that you can see, but when you run a signal across a sharp edge, and believe it or not, the Blue Ridge Parkway qualifies as a sharp edge. As that signal goes over that sharp edge, it will refract down and sort of split off into pieces. And I think the Caesar's head repeater must be, that's the only explanation I've got, because Dave sent me a profile of the topography between my house and the Caesar's head repeater, and they got this big tall thing called Blue Ridge Parkway right in the middle of it. So that's my explanation. That may be explaining a little bit of why yours is working too. Is something that we talk about in theory and think, well, that's nice to know, but what am I going to do with it? Anyway, KL4HKX, KC4EZN.
I have to come right across me to get to the Caesar's head repeater from where you're at, because my antenna is aimed northwest. Right now, I'm talking to you on my Yagi, and I'm aimed northwest. The repeater is southeast of me, 8 miles, and up, straight up. So that's probably why you're hearing me, or I'm hearing you anyway. You've got to come right across me to get to the repeater.
Hell, so that means you're in one of those spots where that my signal's been being refracted down. That's interesting to know. Like I say, we don't normally, when we think about propagation, we look at all these graphs and, you know, elevations and all those, you know, things that they show us about what an antenna does, and thinking that our signal as it goes across an edge gets split up into little slices is not something that we normally think about. That's the only explanation I've come up with, and I've read a fair amount, you know, just trying to understand, because I looked and I thought maybe I was going down the valley of this Mills River. No, that's too far east. You'd have to live down there where W2GUN lives in order to do that. Can't get there that way, and I don't think the signal bends around the mountain exactly like that. So going across that sharp edge is my explanation. And it's in the book. I just never really thought about it. Whatever. Anyway, enjoyed it, Patrick. We'll see you next time around on KO4HKX, KC4EZN.
KO4EZN, KO4HKX. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Harry. And until something comes up better, we'll leave it at that explanation or why it works. Because we could sit and theorize about it all day long, and it either work or it won't. But with that, we'll move up and we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX, WS4DAC.
I know that's you, but can you slow your call down for me just a little bit? You're real scratchy. KO4HKX.
If you will, please check in. Whiskey, X-ray, number 4, Delta, Alpha, Tango, WX4DAT, Danny. Over here in Gastonia. And just wanted to get checked in with you guys. Ain't it's been a while.
And I have a question for you since you're there. Are they still doing the DMR net on Monday night on the North Carolina Talk Channel? Talk group?
I think they do it at 7:30. Yeah, I used to do that net a while back, but I got everything. I got to do that now, and it's still there. 3137 at 7:30. Well, correction. 8:30 Tuesday night.
Be Tuesday night.
That's right after the UHF vet is on 442.700, which is at 8 o'clock, and it starts Tuesday at 8:30.